Imagine this. You're at a small, rural hospital and need to be transferred to another hospital, possibly for life-saving care. But it can take hours for an available ambulance to arrive. SideFX's Carter Barrett reports the problems facing Indiana's EMS and the consequences, which some warn, are life and death.
I mean, my ER physician said, take my CT, or take my stethoscope away before you take my CT away, so it cannot go down. I need it for my traumas and stroke and everything else. And then ER was...
On a hot summer day, I'm standing outside Margaret Mary Community Hospital with CEO Tim Putnam. This is a small 25-bed hospital near the Ohio border in Batesville, Indiana. For several of the neighboring counties, it's the only option.
You know, we could be the closest hospital for probably 30 miles. And a lot of times, those are not 30 miles of straight road. Takes a long time to get from some of the places people come from to here. You walk down, I'll show you the ER a little bit.
Putnam is also an EMT. He knows what it's like to be in an ambulance and also witnesses the growing challenge hospitals face finding ambulances for transfer to another hospital.
You can't be in a really small community and just do 911 when you have people waiting hours in the emergency department to get transferred to a trauma center or a stroke center or a cardiac center.
Often, the local ambulance service that responds to 911 calls can't sacrifice an ambulance for a transfer and leave the county understaffed. So Putnam's hospital subsidizes a nearby ambulance service for their transfers. But it's not a solution that will work for every hospital. The reality is it's an industry that's overworked and underpaid, all while the expectations of EMTs and paramedics are higher than ever. Recruiting new workers is a challenge, and after an exhausting year, many veterans are re-examining their career for better-paying options.
The health care that's delivered by an EMS provider has evolved dramatically, right?
This is Dr. Michael Kaufman, Indiana's medical director of EMS.
The amount of training, the amount of experience, the skills that are necessary to have a well-trained EMS provider has really increased.
The skill level has increased, but the wages haven't. And this is a big problem plaguing EMS. In Indiana, the median hourly wage for an EMT or paramedic is $16 an hour. Tristan North is a lobbyist with the American Ambulance Association. He says there are long-standing issues with government Medicare and Medicaid. These programs don't fully cover the cost of running an ambulance service.
So absolutely, that is something across the country that is a dilemma for our folks. They're not getting adequate reimbursement to pay more.
And as wages across the country rise, there are more unskilled, less stressful jobs that pay more than EMT. In Indiana, you can make almost as much money driving a food truck for kids.
My EMT will work for Code Ice serving snow cones, blueberry snow cones, for more money than what they do as an EMT. But if I pay my EMT more, I'm going to go bankrupt.
This is Nate Metz. He's president of the Indiana EMS Association and runs a private ambulance service. He's frustrated with the lack of legislative response to their calls for help.
So this isn't a new issue. Even our association has been raising this alarm now for 8 years, and no one wants to listen. Last legislative cycle, we've raised this alarm, tried to push legislation to help us. No one wanted to listen.
And Metz, alongside hospital leaders, government officials, and industry experts, warn the consequences of waiting for care can be immense.
Human life are the stakes here. There are hospitals in the state right now that are waiting 8, 9, 10 hours to get a transport to take that patient to a higher level of care.
And while there have been improvements in the way Medicare and Medicaid reimburse for care, especially at the state level in Indiana, industry advocates are pushing for more. For SideFX Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.